I have some discoloration on one of my toenails, and I'm wondering what it is.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie English for PTA beschäftigt sich, passend zum Titelthema Pilzerkrankungen in der Mai-Ausgabe, mit Nagelpilz. Eine Kundin hat eine Verfärbung eines Zehennagels bemerkt und holt sich Rat in der Apotheke. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch gerne tun. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. I'd like some advice, please.
Yes, of course. What would you like to know?
I have some discoloration on one of my toenails, and I'm wondering what it is.
It could be a sign that a shoe is too tight, or possibly a fungal infection.
I can show you. I have a photo here on my smartphone.
Yes, I see. It's probably the beginning of a fungal infection.
So, what can I do about it?
If you want to make sure, you should arrange an appointment with a dermatologist.
What would they do?
First, they'd ask about your medical history. Perhaps a small sample of your nail or a skin scraping will be taken to see whether it really is a fungus. If it is, a culture may be done to find out which type. You would then be prescribed suitable medication.
Are there any tablets available over the counter?
No, there aren't. If you have a fungal infection of the toes, you can apply a cream or a lotion. If it's on the nails, the situation is more complicated. You should only consider self-medication if less than 40% of the toe's surface is affected. If you can see any discoloration at the root of the nail, you should see your doctor and not try to treat it yourself. There are special varnishes that are very effective if applied regularly.
Okay, there's only a small part at the top of one nail that shows some alteration, so I would like to try a varnish. I often use nail polish on my toenails. Would there be a problem with that?
Only if you choose a varnish that has to be applied daily. There are some that are only applied once a week, and you could put cosmetic nail polish on top.
How long would I need to use it for?
It may only take a few weeks for the condition to improve, but as your toenails are infected, it's advisable to apply the varnish for at least 9 months to a year to ensure that the infection is fully treated. A lot of patience is needed.
Would treatment with tablets be faster?
Even the fastest medication would require up to 3 months if taken as directed. Tablets may involve side effects, and they're only available on prescription. Furthermore, a combination of topic and oral therapy is often recommended, so you wouldn't gain time by choosing the tablets.
Is there anything else I can do?
Fungal infections are very common and easily spread, so make sure to keep your feet and nails clean and dry. Don't go barefoot in public places, especially in locker rooms or showers, and don't share towels or nail clippers with others. Wear roomy, comfortable shoes that allow your feet to breathe. Let them air for about 24 hours before wearing them again, and use a disinfectant spray in all footwear. Whenever possible, wash towels, socks, and bedclothes at a temperature of at least 60 degrees centigrade.
Can you show me the weekly varnish? Please, I'd like to try that.
Yes, of course. If you notice any unusual changes in the nail in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you should see your dermatologist as soon as possible.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.